agriculture groups attending today's Ag Summit, including South Dakota Farmers Union Executive Director Carla Hoffinke, have been waiting all morning for USDA's big announcement.
What's the announcement? You know, so yes, that is definitely the number one question of the day.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order today addressing consolidation throughout the economy, including actions USDA could use to address the meat industry and antitrust enforcement. Governor Kristi Noem talked about beef industry consolidation in her opening remarks of the summit this morning.
85% of it goes through four major packers. And that's exactly the wrong direction that we need to go.
Noem said it would be great if the Biden administration could dig into the Department of Justice investigations on meat packers and price manipulation.
We need that kind of pressure to get DOJ to do their job. And frankly, Congress is a train wreck right now. Imagine a hurricane times 1,000. That's how bad and chaotic it is in Washington, D.C. right now. And in order to get them to do their job, we're going to have to be loud and noisy and make them realize that their jobs depend on it. We've got too many people in Washington, D.C. that are so busy keeping their jobs that they aren't doing their job. And so we need to make sure that we are pushing them. And to do that, South Dakota has to be united.
Noem also met with South Dakota cattle groups during the Agriculture Summit to discuss what's needed to move forward on antitrust law and packer manipulation. White River, South Dakota rancher Eric Iverson attended that meeting.
She sees the challenges. She sees the consolidation of the industry, the big meat processors holding, I think, beef cattle producers hostage and the consumers on the other side. Charging exuberant prices for beef, the prices are not filtered back to the cow-calf producer, and she sees the struggles with that of how it's going to affect the landscape of South Dakota. We need to fix this now.
The summit continues this afternoon with remarks from Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau, and the day ends with the governor's Agriculture Ambassador Dinner. Reporting agriculture's business from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.